the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Several programs exist to pay farmers for storing soil carbon, but a lack of standards has so far held back the burgeoning farm carbon credit sector. That's according to a new report from the Environmental Defense Fund that says the USDA should play a role in collecting data and building markets for carbon credits. Agriculture.com reports they argue that in the meantime, food and agriculture companies should focus on cutting their own greenhouse gas emissions. The Cattlemen's Beef Board will celebrate the program's 35th anniversary during the upcoming Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, August 10th through the 12th. According to AgWire.com, CBB will host a number of activities to mark the Beef Checkoff's anniversary, including the announcement of the recipient of the first-ever Checkoff Visionary Award, an honor that will go to someone in the beef industry who has demonstrated exemplary support of and commitment to the Checkoff's goals and visions. Consumers in China can finally enjoy fresh blueberries from the United States. FreshPlaza.com reports the U.S. Highbush Blueberry Council teamed up with Pagoda, a Chinese fruit retailer, to hold the first ever promotion of U.S. fresh blueberries in mainland China. To gain access to China, the U.S. government and the U.S. HBC worked with China's customs authorities to develop export phytosanitary protocols for fresh blueberries with a breakthrough in May of 2020. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.